Northern Sun basketball action getting back at it beginning tomorrow after the holidays. And joining us, USF women's basketball coach Travis Traphagen. Coach, nice to hear you on the radio again.
Thank you. Happy New Year to both you guys.
It's been a little long time off here for you guys to get back in action. 2 weeks worth. What'd you guys do over the break?
You know, basically, we ever since our Southwest game, the NCAA has a mandated 7 days off. So, you know, which is probably a pretty good rule for us. You know, if it's up to a coach, we're probably going to give him 1 or 2 days off, and we'll be right back in the swing of things. So it was good for all of us to kind of get home and regroup. And, you know, in all honesty, we brought all of our kids back on Monday. So it's kind of scary when you say you had that time off, and all of a sudden, you know, you only have basically 4 full days of practice, mm-hmm. you know, before your first game. So I was really, you know, if the word is prouder, you know, of our kids, you know, coming back in pretty darn good shape. You always try to warn them a little bit, saying, hey, no matter what, practice is going to be tough when you come back. But if you don't do anything, you know, I promise you, it's they're tough. But again, a lot of our kids did some things over the break, and we're excited to get rolling, you know, with this weekend where we got Morehead and Northern State coming to town.
You did snap a 4-game losing streak right before the holidays. You beat Southwest yeah. Minnesota State. What was the big difference in that game to those other ones?
You know, I wish I could sit here, Craig, and tell you, boy, what's so different where, you know, those 4 games that we lost, you know, were combined by 20 points, you know, and every single game with 3 minutes to play, they were tied. So sometimes maybe that's when coaching comes in and I'm not doing a very good job. You know, but every one of those games came right down to the end that we lost, and two very, very good teams. You know, Southwest, I wish I could say there was anything different. Hey, we made some shots. We had some nice individual performances. And like I said, you know, Southwest isn't one of the better teams in our league, but it just goes to prove they're going to win some games. When you're on the road in the Northern Sun, there's just no such thing as an easy game. And our kids battled. You know, it was kind of one of those games we'd get up 14 or 15 points, and next thing you know, they get it right back down to, you know, 5 or 6. So really happy to kind of get off that losing streak a little bit and, you know, get moving forward into the new year.
Let's talk about Morehead. They come to town tomorrow night. They got a couple of zobbles you got to worry about, and then Northern Saturday. Let's talk first about Morehead. What are they going to bring tomorrow?
You know, they actually have one zobble, but two stressies.
What?
Is what you're... One zobble and two stressies, two
oh.
sisters,
oh, okay.
is what it is. But, you know, both very good teams, both teams that are going to try to control tempo. You know, Morehead is a bigger team, categorize them as overly athletic by any means. But, again, they're going to run a high-low offense, and they're really going to try to go through one of those stressy sisters, Megan Stressy, and their other player that is a real nice player for them is the Zabel kid.
Uh-huh.
You know, again, they run a lot of high-low stuff, very physical, you know, and they're very, very similar to what they were a year ago, and quite honestly, they beat us twice last year, once in the Northern Sun Tournament and once earlier in the year. So it should be a good basketball game. It should be fun. One of my former players, Vanessa Johnson, is now a GA up at Morehead, so I'm sure there's going to be not a whole lot of secrets between what we're going to do. And then we turn around on Saturday and play a very good Northern State team who's 8-2. At this point. And for anybody who watches Northern, you know, Kurt Fredrickson is one of the best coaches, you know, there are in the country. You know, he game plans very well. They're going to run a set play every time down the floor, and they're really going to try to control tempo. You know, they'd rather have the games in the 50s other than the 70s and 80s. So, you know, there's no such thing, like I said, you know, we're going to get their best effort. They're going to get our best effort. And in the Northern Sun, you just hope, again, that you can win those games at home, and when you're on the road once in a while, you can split some.
There's not a lot of secrets on your team, Trap. I mean, everyone knows that anytime you get a chance, you're going to light it up, throw it, and put it down, right? I mean,
you want your team to
shoot a bunch.
Well, we'll shoot it a lot. I wish, you know, there's a couple of those games that we did lose that we didn't light it up by any means. But, again, I like our team a lot this year. You know, probably a bolder statement. You know, we had a really good team a couple years ago, you know, and this team has as much talent or more, you know. So, you know, it's just not one of those things that when we've had all these, well, when I say all these, but we've had 4 games that we've lost, and, you know, and in the last 2 minutes, 3 minutes of every one of those games, we have an opportunity to win. it doesn't take, we don't need to change everything that we're doing to be successful. Mm-hmm. It's little things within the game, if it's a rebound here, if it's a defensive stop. And I think that's the biggest thing that we've really tried to work on with our kids is just paying attention to detail on every single possession that, you know, maybe we're built to have a lot of close games, and we just want to make sure that when those games are coming down to a 2 or 3 point game, you know, down the stretch, we just want to give ourselves the best opportunity that we can to win those games.
He's Travis Traphagen, head coach, USF Women's Basketball, here on Sports Talk with Craig and Chris. You mentioned coming down to the wire and these close games. I'm looking at the four losses that you had, Coach. I mean, all of them by single digits, you know, 8, 6, 3, and 3. Does it sink into the kids a little bit more when you see that those were really 1 or 2 possession games?
Yeah, you know, I just think, and we talk about that, you know, a lot. And, again, we have respect for every team in our league, but I'm gonna have a lot of respect for our team. I really like our team. We have a lot of talent. And when it does come down to, even when you look at the Wayne and Augie game when it was 8-6, you know, we had to foul to try to extend those games, to try to lengthen a little bit to see if we can get back in it. So, in all honesty, you know, the kids learn by watching those games, you know, watching the mistakes that they made. But again, we just don't try to focus on the mistakes we make. We want to watch the real positive plays that we have. And, you know, I think we're going to be getting one young lady back, Amber Payton, you know, big 6'2 post player for us that probably would have been our starting post player this year but had a stress fracture in her ankle. So she's getting back for us to help our depth a little bit more at the post. But like I said, I like our team a lot. And, you know, sometimes it's not always, unfortunately, always indicative of just wins. You know, we could play really well and lose a lot of games, yet, you know, that's the respect that I have for this conference, that I just don't see that one team where maybe we went into the year saying that Mankato and Concordia were just the two teams that were so heads and shoulders above everybody else. I just don't see that anymore. I just see really 16 teams that are going to be very competitive. And, you know, if you want to do well in this league, you got to make sure that you focus on all those little things to make sure that you're successful.
6 o'clock tomorrow night, and then 4 o'clock Saturday afternoon. Moorhead tomorrow, Northern on Saturday. Hey, Trap, nice always talking with you. The best for you guys this weekend.
I appreciate it, guys.
Take care.
See ya.
There he goes, Travis Traphagen, University of Sioux Falls Cougar basketball. They'll take on Moorhead. They're both 6-4 overall. They're both 2-4 in the conference.